Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, deserves more respect and credit for publicly supporting a transgender friend. That's according to the woman herself, Kate McGregor, speaking at the National Press Club last week.
As a serving Prime Minister, he introduced the edition of Australian Story, which documented my struggles with my gender identity. Given the euphoria that accompanied President Obama's mere utterance of the word transgender in this year's State of the Union address, I find the reluctance of some in the human rights and gender lobbies to acknowledge exactly what Tony Abbott did quite puzzling.
Lieutenant Colonel Kate McGregor is the speechwriter for Australia's Army Chief, David Morrison, and the highest-ranked transgender officer in the nation.
There's hope that 50 people of interest could be questioned over a gay hate murder in 1988 after the New South Wales coroner announced a third inquest. 27-year-old Scott Johnson was found dead at the bottom of a cliff in Sydney's North Head. Police classed it as a suicide, but Johnson's brother Steve criticised the New South Wales police for overlooking gang attacks on gay men in Sydney at the time. He says it's likely the perpetrators are still alive and local.
A former leader of Melbourne's City Life Pentecostal Church has condemned the evangelical community's treatment of LGBTI people. Nicole Connor is the wife of Senior Minister Mark Connor and a pastor at City Life until 2011. She spoke to Joy 94.9's Dean Beck.
I think the church in general is in a tumultuous time when it comes to LGBTI, and we've seen this a few times in history.
What message do you have for the thousands and thousands of LGBTI people who are no longer with us due to the discrimination and the oppression that they've experienced within the church?
I would say is, I'm sorry.
President Obama has thrown his support behind a push to ban conversion therapy for young lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender Americans. In a statement, the White House condemned reparative therapy as ineffective and dangerous. It came in response to a petition set up following the suicide of 17-year-old Leela Alcorn in December last year. So far, only California and New Jersey have banned the practice for people under 18.
Meanwhile, the woman hoping to be the next president of the United States has made her bid official. Hillary Clinton announced she wants to be a champion for everyday Americans with a video that included a gay couple hoping to marry.
I'm getting married this summer to someone I really care about.
I'm getting ready to do something too. I'm running for president.
And briefly in other news, Labor Senator Penny Wong and her partner Sophie celebrated the arrival of their second child, Hannah, over the weekend.
Aussie TV personality Fuzzy Agolli has come out on her 31st birthday, telling her Twitter followers she's a proud gay woman.
And it was revealed this week that 71-year-old singer Barry Manilow married his longtime partner and manager in Palm Springs last year.
And now taking a look at QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The NRL is investigating another homophobic slur, this time from South Sydney Rabbitoh Isaac Luke. Luke was watching the controversial Bulldogs match with the Rabbitohs and referred to violent Dogs fans taunting him on Instagram as poofters. He has since apologised but says his intention was to help the South Sydney fan who was allegedly injured by Canterbury supporters. And NFL draftee Michael Sam has produced an emotional performance on Dancing with the Stars, symbolising his fragile relationship with his father. Sam and partner Peter Murgatroyd were eliminated on the show, but not before dancing the rumba to the song I'm Not My Father's Son, which is about a boy dealing with his dad's homophobia.
I told my dad that I was gay, and he pretty much told the New York Times that he was ashamed of me being gay. He said he didn't want his grandkids to be raised in that type of environment.
Sam says his father's reaction to his coming out was hurtful, but hopes to repair their relationship in the future.
He apologized to me before the last time I talked to him, but as I said, you know, time will heal all wounds, and they just need to be that right time.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's QNN for another week. I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.